Under her contract, Ms. Bean still gets her accrued vacation and sick leave in the event of termination with cause. That figure is approximately $190,941.
But McCray warned the board that the option may cost more in the long run.
Termination with cause would at a minimum require the county to pay $190,000 in accrued sick leave and vacation leave, would likely result in hundreds of thousands of dollars in litigation costs over the remaining amount of severance, which is $263,484. If the county were to lose that litigation, ultimately the price tag, I think, would exceed $750,000.
The second option was to terminate without cause, which would have given Bean more than $450,000 in severance pay. The third was to allow her to resign yet still remain on the county's payroll as a consultant. Commissioner Kevin White said the third option, which might have handed Bean nearly $600,000 in pay and benefits, was another pricey severance package the county can't afford.
This is just another portion of the golden parachute that has already been presented. And I personally won't be a party to that. I believe that a clean sweep needs to be done.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita said Bean was given the option to resign months ago and should have done it then.
So that, for me, in terms of 1, 2, 3 options, is out in terms of offering her the opportunity to leave with dignity and pride. I think at this point my focus is more to the dignity and pride of the citizens that have had to put up with this nonsense for so long.
Bean came under fire last year after it was found that she gave herself and several staffers 1% pay raises without the knowledge of the board. Bean's annual salary was already more than $220,000. The issue then snowballed into a bigger scandal when Bean requested emails regarding an investigation into her case. Commissioner Mark Sharp said the details of the case make it clear that she violated her contract, which gives the board cause to fire her.
Her contract stipulates her pay. She took a pay increase, called it a bonus. It wasn't. I think that is cause for termination with cause. And as well, on the email issue, which is still being investigated, what we do know is that emails were pulled and that by no means was the ordinance, which discusses how that information to be handled, was followed. I think that we have a cause. No one wants litigation, but at the same time, I believe that if we're going to do what's right, we may be faced with litigation, and I think that we will ultimately prevail.
Commission Chair Ken Hagan echoed this.
I believe there's very real cause to terminate her, and I implore this board to end this ordeal today. The county needs closure. We must restore the public's confidence and get back to the people's business.
The sole commissioner to oppose terminating Bean's employment with cause was Jim Norman. He said doing so would end up costing the county more.
I don't believe this ends it today. I believe it drags it on in court for quite some time. I believe that it's the most costly avenue this board can take. So that's why I am not supporting the motion.
That threat of litigation was made real when Ken Tinkler, Bean's attorney, assured the board that there is no cause and that they'll be hearing from him in the near future if they say there is.
I think it is clear from your legal advice from your own counsel and obviously my client's position that you do not have cause in this matter. And we are looking for a way to settle this matter today without the need for any further action.
But activist Marcella Osteen, who had been urging the board to oust Bean for months, said the Bean camp would have no case.
I think they made the right decision. Absolutely. You can produce, we handed them the case last fall on firing with cause. She violated the charter and state law, which I have right here in my hand. So they finally did the right thing. We have a case, and it can be ably defended if she chooses to sue the county.
While Bean made out like less of a bandit than she had perhaps hoped, County Attorney Renee Lee fared better. Like Bean, Lee had been placed on 90-day paid leave in the wake of the email snooping controversy. But after the commission voted to fire Bean, they elected to bring Lee back. Commissioner White said paying her to stay home was a waste of taxpayer dollars.
I don't think it's fair to have someone sitting at home making an exorbitant amount of money doing absolutely nothing. So I think Ms. Lee needs to be earning her keep. She needs to be here working for the taxpayers, working for the dollars that she's earning. And if some sort of investigation comes up and there are allegations that are then substantiated, then we will take this back up and deal with it from there.
Commissioner Kevin Beckner disagreed. He said he would rather wait for the results of a Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigation into the case.
So I think in the best interest of our organization, it is prudent that we continue the suspension in a 30-day increments with pay.